तपाईँ एसबिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/नेपाली जानुहोस्।
त्यो वर्ष यस्तो थियो जसले पूरा विश्वलाई नै परिवर्तन गरिदियो, जब लाखौँ मान्छेहरूको आँखाकै अगाडि अमेरिकाको जुम्ल्याहा भवन धुलोमा परिणत भयो। सुरक्षाको विषयमा अस्ट्रेलिया लगायत पूरा विश्वको राजनीतिमा नै एक नयाँ युगको सुरुवात भयो। जुम्ल्याहा भवन ध्वस्त पारिएको केही हप्ताभित्रमा नै अमेरिकाले अफगानिस्तानमा प्रवेश गर्यो र यो युद्धमा डरै डरमा अस्ट्रेलियाले पनि साथ दियो। र यो रिपोर्टमा इतिहासमा भएका महत्त्वपूर्ण घटनाहरूमा सरकारको पहल कदमी बारे फर्किएर हेर्नेछौँ।
Plane plows into building. America's worst nightmare becomes reality.
सन् 2001 मा विश्व सदाका लागि परिवर्तन भयो।
Good evening. The United States is reeling tonight after the worst terrorist attacks on American soil.
त्यसबेला अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रधानमन्त्री जोन हावर्ड अमेरिकामा थिए।
Like everybody else, I'm hopeful that those responsible will be hunted down and treated in the manner that their despicable behavior deserves.
सन् 2001 को क्याबिनेट पेपर सार्वजनिक गरिएको दिनको सम्झना गर्दै पूर्व प्रधानमन्त्री हावर्डले एसपीएस न्यूजसँग यस्तो भने,
When you look back at what you committed Australians to and how Afghanistan interpreters have been treated, many are still stuck in Afghanistan, some have even been executed. What do you think Australia owes to those people who helped us?
Well, I think we owe a lot to people who helped us. If there had been a more orderly approach to withdrawal, we may have avoided some of the tragic individual circumstances.
And what do you think needs to be done to help those people now?
Well, it's very hard when you don't have a presence. I think what should have been done at the end was to say, well, we stay until we get everybody we owe an obligation to out of the place, instead of the other way around.
मन्त्री परिषदको कागजातमा देखिन्छ कि तात्कालीन रक्षा मन्त्री पिटर रिडले आकस्मिक गृह सुरक्षाका लागि प्रतिरक्षामा बढावाको माग गरे र उनले अस्ट्रेलियाको आतंकवाद विरुद्ध कडा कदमले आतंकवादीहरूको अगाडि हाम्रो पार्श्व चित्र उच्च हुने भन्दै आफूले निजी स्तरमा नै चेतावनी दिएको बताएका छन्। इतिहासविद डाक्टर क्रिस वालेसले हजारौं कागजातहरू अध्ययन गर्दा त्यति बेला सरकारहरूको बीचमा भएको विचार विमर्शको झलक पनि पाइन्।
One of the most interesting papers actually shows cabinet going, oh my god, this shocking event has happened. How do we need to fundamentally readjust defense and security policy?
केही दिनपछि नै त्रासका बीचमा अस्ट्रेलिया संयुक्त राज्य अमेरिकासँगै युद्धमा होमियो।
When you look back at what you committed Australians to and how Afghanistan interpreters have been treated, many are still stuck in Afghanistan, some have even been executed. What do you think Australia owes to those people who helped us?
Well, I think we owe a lot to people who helped us. If there had been a more orderly approach to withdrawal, we may have avoided some of the tragic individual circumstances.
And what do you think needs to be done to help those people now?
Well, it's very hard when you don't have a presence. I think what should have been done at the end was to say, well, we stay until we get everybody we owe an obligation to out of the place, instead of the other way around.
दुई दशक अगाडि अस्ट्रेलियाको भूमिमा आउने प्रयास गरिरहेका शरणको खोजीमा रहेकाहरूका सम्बन्धमा अस्ट्रेलियाको दायित्वलाई लिएर पनि निकै चर्चा परिचर्चा भए। यो समयमा तत्कालीन प्रधानमन्त्री जोन हावर्डले संसद समक्ष यस्तो भनेका थिए,
In defiance of a clear communication from the Australian government, entered Australian territorial waters earlier today.
टेम्पाले 400 भन्दा बढी शरणको खोजीमा रहेकाहरूलाई उद्धार गरेर नजिकैको क्रिसमस आइल्यान्डमा लगेको थियो। त्यहाँबाट नै अस्ट्रेलियाको अस्ट्रेलियाली भूमि बाहिर बन्दी बनाउने कार्यको सुरुवात भयो। उक्त नीतिलाई लिएर धेरै विवाद भएको भए तापनि मन्त्री परिषदका कागजातमा यो विषयमा कुनै कुरा उल्लेख भएका छैनन्। अहिले जोन हावर्ड भन्छन्, त्यति बेला मन्त्री परिषदमा छलफल गर्नका लागि यो विषयलाई खुल्ला गरिएको थिएन।
It was obvious what we had to do. You didn't need the cabinet to decide that we had to enforce the law of Australia.
Do you think, looking back, it was a bad call?
No, I don't think it was a bad call. I think it, in the long run, prevented deaths because it deterred people from undertaking hazardous journeys.
सन् 2001 को अन्त्यमा हावर्डलाई सत्तामा लगातार तेस्रो कार्यकालका लागि पनि जित हासिल हुने आशा थियो र त्यति बेलाको सो अभियानलाई अहिले खाकी निर्वाचनका रूपमा चिनिन्छ।
We will defend our borders and we'll decide who comes to this country.
यो निर्वाचन विभाजित रह्यो। अस्ट्रेलियामा आप्रवासनलाई लिएर त्रासका साथ अस्ट्रेलियाका केही समूहहरू अलगिए। निर्वाचन पूर्व अस्ट्रेलियालाई बृहत बनाउने सम्बन्धमा मन्त्री परिषदमा छलफलको कमी रहेको स्पष्ट पाइन्छ। उपलब्ध कागजातहरूले के देखाउँछ भने तात्कालीन अध्यागमन मन्त्री फिलिप रटेक जनसङ्ख्या सम्बन्धी नीतिका बारेमा मन्त्री परिषदमा छलफल गर्न पटक पटक प्रयास गरिरहे। अस्ट्रेलियाले सिपयुक्त आप्रवासीहरूलाई आकर्षित गर्न प्रतिस्पर्धात्मक बन्नुपर्ने लगायतका मुद्दाहरू जानकारीमा रहोस् भन्ने उद्देश्यले रटेकले यस विषयलाई उठाइरहे। तर मन्त्री परिषदले यसबारेको योजनालाई सुरक्षित राखे पनि जनसङ्ख्या सम्बन्धी समस्याको जानकारी बाहिर नल्याउने माग गर्यो। डाक्टर क्रिस वालेस भन्छन् रटेक जनसङ्ख्या नीतिका पक्षधर थिए र यसलाई उनले गुमेको अवसरका रूपमा व्याख्या गरेकी छन्।
Rebuffed him in a nice way, but most definitely again and again, it did not want a community-wide discussion of population issues or immigration policy. It's kind of sad that those proposals from Philip Ruddock actually didn't get up. It's a lost opportunity.
वर्षको सुरुवाततिर मत कम पाएका जोन हावर्डको राष्ट्रिय सुरक्षामा जोखिम रहेको सोचाइका बीच जित सुनिश्चित भयो। फर्किएर हेर्दा उनी भन्छन् यसले आउँदा दिनमा पनि मद्दत गर्यो।
There's no doubt that added to support for the government. The question is, would the government have won without that? I think we probably would have just made it, but I think it would have been tighter. And I think to pretend otherwise is being intellectually dishonest.
शपथ लिने समयमा के स्पष्ट भयो भने हावर्डको मन्त्रीमण्डलमा टाई र सुटकै वर्चस्व रहनेछ। डाक्टर क्रिस वालेस भन्छन् मन्त्री परिषदका कागजातहरूमा छर्लङ्ग देखिन्छ कि महिलाहरूबारे कति कम उल्लेख गरिएको छ।
Like 2000, the 2001 cabinet papers show women pretty much didn't exist as far as the discussions in the Howard cabinet were concerned.
तर जोन हावर्ड भन्छन् संघीय सरकारले कुनै पनि निर्णय महिला वा पुरुषका लागि लिएको भन्ने कुरा गलत हो। उनका अनुसार राष्ट्रिय मुद्दाहरू महिला वा पुरुष एकका लागि नभई सबैका लागि हुने बताएका छन्।
Look, I thought that our attitude towards issues that affected women was appropriate then and they're still appropriate now because national security, standard of living, economic opportunities, educational opportunities, the application of the rule of law, they all affect women in the same way as they affect men. This idea that there's a whole group of things that only affect women enough and they're quite separate is I've always thought that erroneous.
20 वर्ष भयो तर राजनीतिक चुनौतीहरू भने अझै सुल्झिएका छैनन्। SBS न्यूजका लागि सुभकृष्णनको रिपोर्ट।
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्। SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्।